what development will happen at James Price Point now?
Well, that's a little uncertain, but the state government has honoured its commitment to the traditional owners, Aboriginal people, and we have essentially acquired the site or acquired the native title rights. There's no immediate prospect of a development on the site, and as listeners would be aware, Woodside and its partners are opting for offshore floating technology. That issue is not yet resolved. Some of the leases offshore are state rather than Commonwealth government leases, and we are still working toward getting some of that gas at least coming onshore. When that happens, I cannot answer at this stage, but I'm very confident at some stage in the future you will see gas coming onshore at James Price Point.
So gas to be processed there rather than developing this land into, say, an industrial service site?
Well, I think the other use is to be a supply base in terms of supporting smaller ships that go backwards and forwards with supplies and crews and the like. That's consistent because the original proposal was LNG production and a supply base there. So you could well see that. But the agreement that's been put in place and backed up through Parliament is that this will not be an industrial site with chemical industries or the like. It is simply a gas processing and supply base site. And you know, there are a number of prospective projects in the Browse Basin, not only the Woodside project. So some of those companies prefer onshore rather than floating LNG.
Now, I understand that this acquisition now triggers the $30 million benefits package to Aboriginal people in the area of James Price Point.
Yes, part of the agreement negotiated with the traditional owners over recent years says that the payment for the site is $30 million, and the state is probably has already done that, and that money is paid into a trust fund and which can ultimately be used in those two purposes, $20 million toward housing and $10 million towards economic development. That's obviously training and job creation and the like. Of course, the economic development package will work all that much better if we've actually got some real economic development at James Price Point.
It will also require some native title decisions because at the moment with the claim groups splitting and going at it differently, the money's actually going to have to be frozen in trust, possibly for years, so it won't provide any benefits.
Oh, I'm sorry, it won't be years at all. Those issues will be sorted out.
How long?
Well, I can't predict, but it's not going to be years and years, and I think that's just not the case. But the important thing is that the state government has honoured its commitment. We have made that $30 million available, and while there's a disagreement within the Aboriginal claimants, that will remain in trust, but it is their money.
Can you expect that the government will build and pay for development of the 3,000 hectares? A bit like, say, the Orge Stage 2 process where you've got a private company leasing the land and the government chipping in a great deal of money to develop the greenfield site?
No, I don't expect that at all. And the Ord River is an agricultural project, so the state government has built the major infrastructure such as the water channel and the like, and then will charge for the use of that water. With respect to James Price Point, the government has effective ownership of the land, the 3,000 hectares, most of which I've got to say is a buffer rather than a site for industry to be established. And then companies using that site will then lease that land off the government. But the government will not be building infrastructure for the oil and gas industry. I think they've got enough money to build their own infrastructure.
And in terms of the new port that is associated with this project, what kind of capacity design are you expecting?
Well, it depends. A supply base is really a large marina. We're not talking about massive ocean-going vessels coming in there. These are supply boats that might be 60, 70, 80 metres long or so on. They will simply take out supplies, equipment, backwards and forwards. And, of course, a supply base would be fantastic for employment within the Kimberley area and also for businesses in the area because there's no doubt, and I'm sure people listening are very much aware, with Woodside's decision that they want to have floating LNG rather than onshore, a number of businesses unfortunately have left Broome and closed down and reduced their staffing. That's not good for the economy of Broome.
The Premier Colin Barnett is my guest on ABC Northwest Kimberley Mornings. Premier Barnett, you've said before that you'd only consider renewing Woodside's browse retention leases in state waters on the condition the company builds the supply base at James Price Point. Is that something that you will stand by or consider compromising on?
Well, I've said our preferred position is for the liquefied natural gas project to be onshore, and we haven't changed the conditions attached to the state leases at all in that sense. But I've said some area of compromise might be the construction of a supply base there. We'd look at that and maybe bringing on, if not the full amount of gas, at least bringing some gas onshore, which could be used in the local economy and feed into the main Pilbara to Perth pipeline, which obviously would need an extension from Broome. So, I've got a reasonably open mind, but Vanessa, the point I'm making is we would be a very foolish country if we were to allow this massive resource that belongs to the Australian people to be developed by shipping or LNG, floating LNG that's built offshore, and all of the gas simply being exported offshore. You know, we've had a situation in the last few weeks in Africa, developing country Tanzania, dealing with a similar situation, which just simply said, no, you will bring the gas onshore so we have economic development in Tanzania. And what do you know? The company said, okay, we'll do that then.
Are you expecting new environmental and heritage approval processes to be embarked upon when plans are drawn up for the 3,000 hectares at JPP?
Well, the environmental processes have been done for, James Price Point, and there's been a technical problem about sort of so-called conflicts of interest in the EPA. So that part of it will need to be rerun. That'll take a few months, and it's annoying, but it's not fatal to development. When a company, for example, wants to build an LNG or a gas processing plant of some sort, then they will need to go through an environmental assessment, but they will be doing it within a precinct which has already had overall environmental assessment. So, we're not going to have long drawn out environmental assessments once the site itself is approved, and it was approved by the EPA, and they will now rerun to make sure there's no accusation of conflicts, and, hopefully it will be approved again.
And how will you mitigate the risk of blockades and protests on future development?
Well, that's unlawful, and the police will act if that happens again. And I cannot understand people genuinely concerned about the environment. I don't criticise them. I'd ask them to think about the reasoning for this. This is an alternative to having probably several port and gas sites located around the Kimberley. And it's been done to the highest standard, environmental assessment and the like. If it's just simply anti-development, then, you might think, well, where are my children in the Kimberley going to get a job in the future? How are the Aboriginal people going to be employed? This site was selected after an exhaustive process starting with over 40 different sites. It is the one that has minimal impact but provides maximum benefits to the community of Broome, to West Australia and indeed the nation.
For Broome businesses, for residents, for people generally in the area who've been waiting for resolution of JPP, what would you say to them this morning about the future of that site?
Well, I'm still confident that we will see economic development at James Price Point. What I can't do is tell the major companies how they spend their money. And if you look at the Browse gas field, which is the Woodside-led project, probably Western Australia owns about 15% of the gas and the Commonwealth owns 85%. So clearly the Commonwealth government has got more say over that field than the West Australian government does. My leverage is the gas that belongs to Western Australia, and I think most people would agree with me. We need jobs for Western Australia, and we need that gas to come into our economy. I mean, major gas consumers in Western Australia are getting extremely worried about where will their gas come from after 2020, and that's a really serious issue. So the other point I'd make is that a pipeline coming onshore, and whether it's LNG or simply a gas processing plant to feed into domestic pipelines, is a very clean industry. And gas internationally will displace coal. There is a big international plus in the world using more natural gas and less coal. So, I respect the point of view of environmental protesters, but I really don't know how they answer that, because this is a plus for the world economy and environment.
In terms of a time frame, though, how many years away, how many years will you give it?
Well, the state now owns the land, so for as long as it takes. But the Browse gas field is one of the world's great natural gas reserves. It is yet to produce one molecule of gas, so I think there's a long-term future, and I expect gas production to come out of the broader Browse Basin for probably the next 50 to 100 years. Now, I would hope in the next few years we've got gas coming onshore. And the West Australian position is, if you want to develop the West Australian-owned gas, then you've got to satisfy the West Australian government, and part of that is bringing gas onshore, and perhaps another part of it is using James Price Point as a supply base, so there are actually opportunities for local contractors and local people to get gainful, well-paid, secure, long-term jobs. And if there's anything the West Kimberley needs, it's that.